Yo, what's going on, world? How y'all doing? Today is the day after Christmas. I hope everybody got what they wanted, at least for the most part. Hope you put all your kids had smiles on their faces as they opened up their presents. You know, we all know we go broke for our kids, so, you know. Hopefully their day was full and enjoyed time with family, friends, and et cetera, et cetera. But I'm going to jump right into the topic of the day. And today's subject on Talk That Ish is sex. Is sex a deal breaker in a relationship? In my 29 years of living and hella years of sex and relationships and that thing, I honestly believe, to me, that sex is a deal breaker. That's just to me, my personal opinion, my personal thought. There's people out here who really solely feel like sex ain't a deal breaker for them. You know, it ain't a big deal. Fuck that. It's a big ass deal to me. If you ain't got no good sex in your relationship, or you just don't have sex at all in your relationship, it's going to die. It's going to dry out. They definitely go find it from somewhere else. I can guarantee that. Guarantee it. I have a friend. Not going to say a name, nothing like that, but she was a virgin her whole entire life up until recently this year. Now, she's 28. She got married this year as well. Now, ideally, you know, cool. You know, you've been a virgin this whole time. Right? Cool, you know, right? But the downside of that is she ain't had sex in over 20 years, you know? So, oh, I don't know what the hell I just did. Okay, but anyway, no experience, has no experience in sex, you know what I'm saying? So how can you, as a person, give your everything to a man when it's finna hurt like hell when he try to, you know, go inside? Now, the good thing about that is she's pure, you know what I'm saying? Her husband is the one that gets to take her virginity. Cool. It might even work out for the husband. Cool. Now, that I feel like that right there, that's fine. But then you have, let's just say, a woman who, you know, has matured in her lifetime. So she, you know, she got, you know, a few bodies up under her. Maybe not so much bodies, but, you know, let's just say 6 or 7. That's cool. Let's just say she decides that, let's just say she's 24. And at 24, she decided to no longer want to have sex. She cuts it off until she gets married. All right, cool. She meets a guy. You know what I'm saying? They hit it off. Years later, they get married. Let's just say she's 32 now. She gets married. Now, you know, buddy, you know, of course, men, we gonna have bodies on us and shit. Now, again, she had, you know, 5, 6, 7 bodies or whatever. Now, let's just say that those 7, 5, 6, 7 bodies were, you know, motherfuckers was snatching souls and beat that shit out the frame. Now, go to have sex with her husband. Now, the sex is weak as hell because she no longer has walls. Her shit is beat the fuck up like a porn star, even though it's only been 5, 6, 7 bodies, but her walls is beat the hell up. Now, can you as a man want to stay with this woman when that sex is trash? Me personally, I think you cannot. I can't stay with a woman if her fucking if her sex is weak as hell. Especially if it's loosey-goosey. If I'm sliding up in there like I'm sliding the home plate, bro, I can't. Nah, man, I can't. I can't. I can't be with you. That sex, that can't have weak sex, man. That shit, it can't to me. You can't live your life with a woman or a man with weak ass sex. I can't see how the people who do it, I can't see how they can do it, because I can't. I'm not, now when I say bad sex, I don't mean like it's bad to the point where, you know, you can work with them, like, okay, if you do this, make adjustments and they get good at it. That ain't the type of bad sex I'm talking about. I'm talking about bad as in she's super loose, or a dude has some weak-ass dick or small dick, something like that. For me, the deal breaker is horrible sex. Like, shorty's walls is fucking loose. I'm sliding all up in there. It is not pleasurable to me. I'm just in it for hours at a time, and I can't bust. You know, that's a deal breaker to me. I feel like sex is a very important part of a relationship. And then, if you have a man that really loves sex and a woman that really loves that doesn't really love sex, that's going to be an issue too, or vice versa. You know, I met a girl once, and I'm not going to give the details because people are going to know who the hell I'm talking about. But she was a nympho, and I, you know, at that time, that age was like, oh, hell yeah, I could fucking nympho, you know what I'm saying? I'm a sex maniac, I could, hell yeah. Shit, let me tell y'all. She fucked me so much to the point I hated sex. That's, we literally had sex all day, every day, every minute of the day. So there was point in time where I didn't want to go home because motherfuckers wanted to fuck 24/7. I hated it after a while. Like, she had a problem. She fucked, wanted to fuck too much. We'll wake up, have sex, take a shower, sex. Sex in the shower, sex outside the shower, breakfast, after breakfast sex, while she's cooking sex, you know, trying to watch movie sex, drink sex. Like, it was so much sex. It just, it got to the point where I was like, yo, fuck this. That's hell nah. The relationship was fine as individual people. Her morals, my morals, all that, it was good. It was great. But the sex, too much sex. And that's crazy because most people really want sex like that. But nah, man. I ain't have a dick to fuck. Shit. It was just too much sex for me. Like, I couldn't. If you could do it 6 times in one day, great. That's cool. But 20 times in one day, every day, that's too much for me. That relationship, it didn't last 3 months. I put it like that. It was just too much goddamn sex. So I used to create arguments on purpose just so I could, like, fucking leave or she be mad where we don't fuck. But that was still horrible because half the time, she would find time to try and pleasure herself. But the end result was she needed dick. And I was like, yeah, bro, this ain't finna work, shorty. Can't do it. But do y'all really feel like sex is not a deal breaker to y'all? It's a deal breaker to me. Like, if like, ladies, I don't see y'all being with a man that got a little ass dick. Like, so small. Like, legit 2-3 inches type of small. 4 inches at max. People be like, oh, well, it ain't the size of the boat, it's the motion of the ocean. I don't see any woman who could get her world rocked by a 3-4 inch dick. You know what I'm saying? That's like fucking a kid or some shit like that. I don't see that lasting long. But to me, you know, a relationship, you know, you loyalty, trust, you know, all that basic shit is good. That's great. But the sex is also a major key in a relationship. I ain't got to say they got to have this amazing bomb-ass sex where they just super fucking freaky. That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm just saying, like, the quality of the sex. If the sex is horrible every fucking time, do you think that relationship will last? I don't think so. Because, like, for me, if I was fucking my girl and she had some weak-ass pussy, I'm pretty sure I would go fucking cheat. Or at least end the relationship and go find a bitch that could at least fuck halfway better than, you know, the quality halfway better than what I had. I just can't see myself having sex with a person and they pussy is just trash. I've had my fair share of, you know, women in my lifetime. I've had some really trashy ones. I've had some very great ones. You know, the trashy ones, of course, didn't make it. So, I feel that, excuse me, y'all. I yawn in, like, every podcast. I'm sorry. I be tired out here working. But I feel that sex is definitely a deal breaker. Because sex is fucking amazing. Like, who don't like sex? Sex is fucking great. It relieves everything. You forget everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get your girl, she throw that motherfucker back at you the right way. Or you get a guy that's beating your walls in the right way. Shit, you forgot that the damn rent is due, light bill due, gas due. You forget all that shit. You know, you need, motherfuckers need some really good sex out here. You know, that quality of the sex. Not so much as it, oh, you know, it's bad because she can't really give head. Like, nah, you could work with that. You could teach her, teach that guy to eat your pussy the right way. Like, teach each other. But, like, the quality of the sex, the quality of, you know, all that is what matters to me when it comes to the sex part. You know, it could be a situation where, I'll tell you a little quick story. Some years ago, back in high school, I was infatuated with this girl. I always wanted to be with her, fuck around with her, whatever the case, you know what I'm saying? And, this is going to be funny because everybody in high school, whoever listens to this who went to my high school going to be trying to figure out who the fuck I'm talking about. But, you know, I always wanted to be with her and fuck with her. And I guess vice versa, but it never, you know, happened. So, well after the fact that she graduated, I think I was still in high school when we finally fucked. Or maybe I was in college. I don't know. This was after I graduated finally. But, you know, I've known her since I was a freshman. She's, you know, yeah. And all of these years go by, and I finally get the moment to have sex with her, right? I'm like, ooh, I'm finna, I bet this pussy good as hell. It's, ooh. We ended up fucking, and it was trash, bro. Like, it was trash. It was fucking trash. Like, I was like, yo, I waited all these fucking years to fuck this girl, and it was this trash? Like, when I said earlier, sliding in the home base, yeah, I slid in the home fucking base. I didn't really feel shit. She felt it. I didn't feel shit. So that's the type of shit I'm talking about. Like, the quality of the sex. The quality, her pussy was trash. I can't, there's nothing I can do. Can't be with you. Can't be your boyfriend. Because your sex is horrible. And it sucks because some people could be the man or woman of your dreams, and that sex is just like, fuck, what am I going to do? Do I just, you know, just say whatever? You know, we have sex whenever, you know, when we do have sex, is it going to be really trash? Do I want to put up with that 24/7? Me personally, nah, I can't put up with trash sex 24/7. That shit got to be fucking A1 every time we fucking do it. Even if we have lazy sex, it's still going to be A1. But shit, y'all. Any, you know, comments, concerns, leave them. Let me know. I feel like today was a good topic. It's been a good minute since I did another podcast because, you know, I got phone issues right now, but I think I'm going to do, in my season one, I'm going to end it New Year's Eve. So I'm going to do one final podcast for just this season. And, you know, when 2020 hit, pick up season two. I started this in November, and here it is December. It's been great so far. You know, I started a network with a few people. As y'all know, I say in my every last one of my podcasts, my homegirl Raven Clark, that's my co-host now. We will do podcasts together along with our own separate shit, you know, getting our separate shit off the foot along with what we're trying to do together. She's real cool. Her name's Ray So Dope. You can find her podcast at Ray So Dope Radio, I believe. Check her out. My little brother, Josiah D'Amore, he got an EP out. Everybody who has iTunes or Spotify, please check that out. He got, I believe, 7 tracks, and they're amazing. I believe I just put his music on my on this episode. It's called Real One. I believe it's like a 30-second snippet. But check out him. My homie from another mother, Jahari Jones. He's a photographer, great guy, cool as hell, down to earth. Check him out if y'all want to do photography. So check him out on Facebook. Jahari. Damn, boy, I forgot your damn. I believe it's Jahari Giovanni Jones, something like that, y'all. But J-A-apostrophe-Hari. Check him out. You know, I'm moving forward. I'm gonna start promoting other people as I'm, you know. So we all gotta make it. All this selfish, you know, I'm gonna withhold information and, you know, not put the next person on. Just put myself, like, all that shit gotta go. So each podcast I'm gonna do, you're gonna hear frequent names. You're gonna always hear Raven's name, my name. You're definitely gonna hear my little brother Josiah D'Amore's name come out of my mouth a lot now, because I'm finna get this boy to where the fuck he needs to be. Everybody needs that ignition, that spark to do something great. Definitely, most motherfucking definitely, check out my girl's eyelash brand. It's called Prissy Nation. She's now getting this off the ground, so I'm gonna be promoting the hell out of her eyelash brand. It's Prissy Nation. She made her first sale last week. Congratulations. We got some more things set up in process. She's also a nail tech lady, so, you know, if y'all need your nails did, point you to the right direction. You feel me? But most definitely, ladies, you want some lashes, let me know. You know, put two and two together and y'all, you know, get your damn lashes done, because I don't understand shit about it. So yeah, definitely be on the lookout for Prissy Nation in 2020. Definitely continue to listen to my podcast, Talk That Ish with your boy Dilla. And, it's going to be a wrap for today's work, cause I got to go back to work. I'm off break now. So, I hope this was an interesting topic for you guys. As always, love, peace, and chicken grease. And I'll holler.